Hey friends, it's Misty Phillip. I am the host of the By His Grace podcast, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. I am so excited because we hit a major milestone in our listenership last week, and simultaneously, we hit number one on iTunes in both Christianity and spirituality in the country of Paraguay. Wow, I'm just blown away. I just want to thank you so much for listening to the show. This show exists because you listen. And I'd love to hear from you and get your feedback on things you'd like to hear. I'd also love it if you would take a moment to leave a review for By His Grace where you listen to podcasts, because that helps others to find these shows. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about motherhood. On episode 60, Amanda, the author of Mothering Fiercely in a World Full of Fears, encouraged us to walk in faith over fear in motherhood. I know this is something that many are struggling with right now, to continue to walk in faith over fear in these uncertain times. I'm actually speaking at an upcoming Lead Her online conference about the very subject. So follow me on social media if you want more details about that. Well, last week we talked to September McCarthy, who talked about the importance of prioritizing our relationship with our husband over our children. And today we're going to tackle another difficult motherhood topic, and that is Jody Rosser is going to share her journey of becoming a single mom from divorce. But I love Jody and I love her spirit. She's going to share how our greatest heartbreaks can become our greatest place of ministry. So welcome, Jody Rosser. Welcome to By His Grace podcast. I am your host, Misty Phillip, and I am excited to invite my new friend, Jody Rosser, to the podcast today. Jody is a podcast host herself, and we met at the Hope Writers Conference last fall, and we had an amazing time together, and we're both podcast hosts, and we were talking about writing and podcasting and all of the things, and I invited Jody to be a guest today. So Jody, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Misty. It's so fun. I loved meeting you at the Hope Writers Conference.
Yeah, Jody, so why don't you tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm a teacher. I'm a science teacher, and that's my job. But it's interesting, along the way, I started writing, and that writing has been birthed out of some heartbreak I've walked through. I'm a single mom. I have two teenagers. One is 17, almost 17, and one is almost 13. So I am right in the thicket of the teenage years. And sadly, I walked through a divorce in 2014. It was one of the hardest years of my life. And through that, God really showed up in ways that I can't even tell you. Something about going through heartbreak that draws you closer to God. And so I feel like our greatest heartbreaks then become our greatest ministry. And so through that, God has taken the message that He taught me, and now I'm trying to help others find hope and joy and purpose through their unexpected storms.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say I am sorry about your divorce, but I happen to agree with you that it is those deepest struggles that birth our biggest ministry opportunities.
Yeah, I believe that fully.
Yeah. So you write, you have a blog that you write on. Tell us what that is.
Yes. So my blog is called Heartbreak to Strength. And that's actually the name of the book that I'm writing that I'm hoping to come out soon. And basically, when we walk through these heartbreaks, through these unexpected storms, the only way to really get through it is through God's strength. I feel like when I got the news, the divorce, I literally thought, how am I going to walk through this? How am I going to help my kids in their grief? How am I going to walk through my own grief? And every day I just did not know how I was going to get through it. And I feel like I just really reached out every morning and prayed for God's strength and for His help. And He met me in a way that just ignited this fire in me, this depth. And, it really made me strong. And it wasn't my own inner strength, you know, it wasn't like I was able to do this in my own strength. It was this strength that only came from God. And so I saw a direct proportion to how I was doing versus how much time I was spending with God. So the mornings that sometimes I didn't have time or I slept late, and those days were hard. If I just started my day and didn't spend time with God, I feel like they were hard days. And I loved the Jesus Calling, that devotional. It really guided me a lot through that first year. The first year was the hardest. I felt like they were written for me. It was surreal. I would read it and be like, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And the verses, and I would just cling to that truth. And I remember one day I didn't read it because life was just busy. And that next day I went back and read it and was like, oh, that's what I needed yesterday. That's the message I needed. So my blog is now taking these truths I've learned and helping share them with someone else that's walking through an unexpected storm. And it doesn't have to be divorce. I also walk through a miscarriage. It could be infertility. It could be a death of a loved one. It could be a cancer diagnosis. There's so many things that turn our world upside down, right? One word. Like, I feel like one word can change your life forever. And when that happens, I want to help someone walk through that. And that heartbreak that you're experiencing, you can become stronger in your faith than you ever have before. So Heartbreak to Strength is the name of my blog.
Oh, I love that. That, you know, that speaks my love language, because I wrote the book, The Struggle is Real, But So is God. And in a similar fashion, it was birthed out of a lot of difficulty in my life and heartbreak. And, but God is there in the midst of the struggle. And when we press into Him, we can do all things through Christ. So even the most horrific things that we think we could never possibly go through, He gives us the strength that we need. So tell me, what verse did you cling to during that time? What really gave you hope? Was there one that really stuck out to you that really helped you?
Well, there was a lot of verses that I clung to, but I'm going to share my life verse, and then I'll share a second verse as well. So my life verse is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." And I feel like that has kind of birthed this ministry I have, because I was comforted by God in many ways, in my miscarriage, and then again through my divorce. And then I even walked through another heartbreak a couple of years after I lost my good friend to cancer. And each time God comforted me. And then it was interesting, like a year later, another person would walk through the exact thing that I had just walked through. And then I could comfort them. And I feel like that is this life verse of mine that really has helped grow my ministry, or help birth my ministry, I should say. But the other verse that just in the middle of the heart-wrenching days was Psalms 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." And that is one of my favorite verses to share with someone when they're first in the heartbreak, because he is close in a way that I don't think we can understand till we're there. You know, I had a close relationship, I thought, with God before everything happened, but it was different after. It was this depth to the intimacy of this connection of just, He is supporting me. He's lifting me up. I'm depending on Him to get through it. And that kind of depth can really only be birthed in the middle of heartbreak, in my opinion, because instead we just do it in our own strength. So when you don't have the strength, when you're falling flat on your face and you're just like, how am I going to get through this? I feel like that's when God lifts us up and we become stronger. So
absolutely. You know, if you were sitting across from someone right now, like I just recently had a friend who passed away, I have to go to the viewing this evening, and I'm going to be face to face with a family who is heartbroken. The mother is leaving behind little boys and a father and best friends. And, you know, if you had the opportunity to sit across from them, what words of comfort would you provide to them?
Well, first of all, I tell them I'm so sorry for their loss, because it is not easy. And these answers that I'm going to say next do not take away the pain, but they give you comfort in the middle of the pain. Because you got to walk through the pain. You got to walk through the heartbreak. You got to let yourself feel the feelings. I journaled a lot. I went to counseling. You can't go any way but through it. But as you're walking through it, there is a God that wants to walk through it with you. And I would say to them, he can take these broken pieces of your life, these your broken heart, and he could turn it into something beautiful when you place it back into his hands. And it's not an easy thing to do, but he is faithful. And it's not an easy walk, but God can get you through it. But it is hard. And I would just give them a big hug and tell them that I'm sorry they're in the middle of the storm, but God is faithful. That would be my words of encouragement. Even though it's hard, he will get you through it. And then I would say this to them. I'd say, then someday you're going to help someone else walk through their storm. And I think that's the most beautiful part of it, is when we could take our broken story and use it to help someone else. That's when it comes full circle. That's when there's a purpose to your pain, right? You walk through it and you're like, why, God, why did I have to lose this loved one? Or why did I walk through this divorce? Or why did I lose my baby? Or whatever your why is. But then you walk through the storm and God helps you through it. And then years later, or maybe the next year, you meet someone and they're walking through that same storm and you can offer encouragement and hope. And it doesn't take the pain away of what you walk through, but it gives it purpose. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, God doesn't waste anything in our story. I cried out to him one time because, like you, I've got many difficult, painful things in my life. And I said, why, God, why? And he said, because you can minister to this person and you can minister to that person and you can minister to this person. Mm-hmm. And we are able to provide that comfort that we've received because God is with us in the middle of the struggle and he doesn't waste any of that pain. So that is beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing those comforting words.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me share. I would say one more thing about the divorce. There's a lot of shame that comes with divorce. So if someone's listening right now and they're feeling that, I want to say that I felt that too, but God can still use it. Even when you're broken and you feel like your brokenness disqualifies you, that's the very ingredient God could use to help another hurting heart when you give it back to him. And yes, it's maybe not the plan that he had, but he's going to take that and use it for a good. So I would say that to someone right now.
Well, and I think that we have an enemy of our soul that would like us to think that we're disqualified. He would like to, I mean, he is our accuser, right? Satan, yes. Is, he's our accuser. So he will try to lie to us and tell us that we're disqualified, try to shame us. But thank you so much for sharing that because that is critical. We have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and what is true. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. That's what Jesus wants us to think on. And you're right. We're all broken vessels. No one was perfect except for Jesus, but he's our great high priest. And he's our mediator. So we can take it all to him. He understands our suffering because God in human form came to this earth and walked this earth and knows our frailty. He took that upon himself before he died upon the cross. So he can understand our shame and our pain, and he wants to take it all, and he wants to make us new creations. So I think that's the thing, is whatever difficulty or shameful thing that we've been through, do not allow the enemy to speak to you. Take it to the Word of God, and let the Word of God speak to you.
Yeah, such good truth. And he is good. He's got tactics. He tries to get in there and make you feel like you're not able to be used by God. I really felt like that. And I remember going to a conference, a Woman of Faith conference, and Lisa Bevere was speaking. And she had just written her book, Girls with Swords. So it was very much about spiritual warfare. And she said that she was one night watching a movie with her son, The Terminator. And if you don't remember the storyline, the people from the future coming back and trying to kill her. And then someone from the future comes back to protect her. And so the person says, she says, why are they trying to kill me? And he says, because you're going to do this great thing. And she says, what? I don't even know that. And at that point, Lisa said, sometimes Satan knows who we're going to be in Christ before we do. And so sometimes the spiritual warfare has nothing to do with who you are right now, but has everything to do with who you're going to be. And when she said that to me, I remember just having this moment where I was like, Satan, you almost had me. I thought I was not able to be used. But even though I walked through this really hard thing in my life that I did not want. And this is not what I wanted for my family, but this was my reality. You are going to use it. And I remember putting this thing up on my wall that says, be the kind of woman that when your feet hit the ground each morning, Satan says, oh crap, she's up.
That's so funny that you said that, because I, over the holidays, the Terminator movie was on and I literally just watched that scene and I thought, wow, that is so good. And that's so true. I have a phrase that I use that, take your story and give God glory. And so we can take all the broken pieces and, you know, we can give him glory through it all, through the good, through the bad, through all of the things. So, yeah. Well, Jody, thank you so much for being a guest on By His Grace today. Tell listeners where they can find more about you.
Okay, so my website is jodirosser.com, and I'm spelled JODIROSSER.com. And actually, that will link you to everything, my Heartbreak to Strength blog, as well as my podcast, which is called Depth, DEPTH. And my hope is that you'll grow deeper in your faith and stronger in your relationships through my podcast. And one of the things I do on my podcast is I talk a lot about books that I have read that had helped me in my healing during those hard years, as well as my growing, because 2014 was my hardest year of my life, but it was also my most growing year of my life. And the truths I read in the books really sent me on this trajectory. So I have had a chance to interview some of the authors of those books, as well as authors of new books that are coming out, and even inspiring writers. And so that's what my podcast is about. And again, it's to grow deeper in your faith and stronger in your relationships. And that's there's a link on my website. And then on social media, on Instagram, I'm jody.rosser. And Facebook, I'm Heartbreak to Strength Jody Rosser.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest today on By His Grace. And I encourage you all to go find Jody, listen to her podcast, check out her blog, and look forward to her book in the future. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thanks for having me, Misty.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.